ואיקרהו הניוס, נמשך מאחיזס הורא, שנמשך מהשינויים כנל. The main concept of poverty, of people who are lacking, comes from the ra that comes from all of this diversity. Shemishom ikuv hashevach hashom. That's what blocks the flow of goodness coming from Hashem. Shemishom huanias hashom. That's what causes poverty hashom. Ach machmas lahat hacherev hamisapeches shenisav al yedei chet adam harishon nisapech hagalgal b'chinas tikla. Rav Nosson says, we know the Torah tells us in the beginning of creation that after Adam and Chava ate from Eitz Hadas, Hashem evicted them from Gan Eden, and he put a guard at the door of Gan Eden, at the entrance of Gan Eden. He put this lahat hacherev hamisapeches, this kind of sword, this double-edged sword that can swing either way in a sense. And it's called tikla in Sifrei Kabbalah. It's something that symbolizes something that's good and bad. Ad she'al pi roiv, bifrat bimei hagolus, nimshach hashefa el achutz chasishon. To the point where, again, once Adam and Chava ate from Eitz Hadas, during the majority of the time of the world, especially when we're in exile, the flow of Shefa goes south. It goes outside. It doesn't come to the Jewish people. It goes to other places. Ukshere Yisrael v'atzadikim soivlim aniyas rachmanasam. Whereas the religious people, and especially the tzaddikim, the majority of them suffer poverty, rachman al-islam. Ki hu mechoyl al-mibshayinu. As the Pasuk says about Moshiach, he is suffering from our sins. Aval ikar shoyresh ho'aniyus nimshach me'ashinuim kanal. But Rav Nosson says again, the main source of this is the diversity. Shemishom ikar achizas hora v'asheker. Once there's diversity, then there's also sheker, and there's also ra. Shemishom kol habechira. That's where all the free choice comes in. Vze bechinas goidel malas mitzvas tzedaka sheshkula kachol haTorah kula. And this explains to us the incredible benefits of the mitzvah of tzedaka, which is considered like the entire Torah. Vechol haTorah nikreis al shem tzedaka. And we find Hashem uses the word tzedaka as a nickname for the Torah. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Utzdoko tihi elonu ki nishmar. If we will observe the Torah, it'll be a tzedaka for us. It'll be a charity for us. K'al yidei tzedaka shemashpia he'oshir lehoni, mevatel b'chinas anius shenimshach mehora hanechaz bashinuyim. Because by a wealthy person giving the poor person charity, he eliminates the poverty. He takes this person out of a state of poverty, which comes from, we said poverty comes from the ra of all of this diversity. V'alkein, and that's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar betzdoko, mar besholoim. The more charity, the more peace. V'alkein ho ikar hu sholoim. And this is also why the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is sholoim, peace. Ki lo yimotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocho ela hasholoim. The Gemara says that if a person wants to have a vessel of blessing, there is no better vessel of bracha than shalom. V'chol ikar is gabros hayetzahara al yidei machloikis. And the main thing that gives the yetzahara energy is when there's conflict, machloikis. Shemishom kol hakfiros. That's where all kinds of atheism and denial of Hashem comes from. Ulehepech al yidei hasholoim yecholen lahamshich kol ha'olam lavodos yisboro. Whereas when there's peace, you can actually get the entire world to serve Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on the Kutiran that begins with those words. V'zeh nimshach al yidei tzedakah. And again, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, how do you generate peace? Through charity. Ki ho ikar shodom yitein tzedakah. The most important thing is for a human being to give tzedakah. Why? Ki bevadai Hashem yisporach hayo yochoy lahashpia elohoni biatzmoy. This is a famous question that the Apikursim ask. Hold on a second. If Hashem wants you to have money, great. I ain't in his way. Let him give you. Why are you coming to me? Why should I have to give you? If there's this wonderful Hashem and this great Hashem and everything is His, let Him take care of the poor people. Rav Nosson Zal says, no, the main thing is for a human being to give tzedakah, because Hashem definitely can provide for the oni. Ach kol habriya hoiso b'shvil habchira. The main reason for creation was free choice. V'ikar habchira al yedei shenosan leho'odom koyach le'akev hashefa oy lehamshicha. And one of the main things that creates bechira is the fact that a human being has the ability to draw Shefa or to block Shefa. A human being has the ability to block the Shefa from coming to him. Ki kol ta'anugov yisborach sheyir nimshach ha-Shefa. Because Hashem's greatest pleasure is to give Shefa. V'ze b'chinas tikun kol ha-mitzvahs. That's the concept of the tikun of all the mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give. He loves to give. Ulehepech pigam kol averos, and the pigam of all sins is that it blocks the shefa chas v'shalom. V'alkein schar hamitzvos b'li shir, and it's for this reason that the Gemara says that the reward for mitzvahs is infinite. Ki kol ma shemashpiyim lo yoiser mesaneg Hashem yisporach yoiser umashpiyim lo oid yoiser v'yoiser. The more that Hashem gives a person, Hashem enjoys it more, and then gives the person still more. Kol mashpien loy, I believe, means, again, that they're mashpia to a person or to the poor person. The more we give, the more Hashem enjoys it and gives that person much more. Valkein ayin loy roaso. Valkein be'emes hakoil meita yisborach. And that's why the real truth is that whose money is this? Whose money is this money that I'm giving to charity? It ain't my money. It's really all from Hashem. Kamoish Kosev, as the Pasuk says, Mi hekdimani v'ashalim. Hashem says, who do I owe? Come on, guys, step forward. Somebody give me a bill. Show me who beat me to the punch. Who gave me something before I gave him much more? You gave me a mezuzah, big shot. You put up mezuzahs in your house for $2,000. I gave you a house for $2 million. So who owes who? I owe you for the mezuzahs? What are you, nuts? Uksiv, and there's another pasuk where it says, "Ki mimcho hakol u'miyodcho nasanu lach." Hashem, everything is from you, and it's from your hands that we're giving to you. It's all yours anyway, Hashem. Rak ho'ikaru hu harotzain. So therefore, what? So again, if I'm not giving my money, so then hold on. What's the big deal? If it's Hashem's money and Hashem's providing and Hashem this and Hashem that, then what's the big deal about a person giving charity? What did I do? I took Hashem's money and I gave it to the... So what? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you so what. Rako ikar hu harotzain. The main issue is the desire, the good desire. Sheyachnia vivatel shinui ritzoinoi lagabi ha'oni shenim shechol avanias al yidei shinui ritzoinus kanal. For a Jew to eliminate any negative ritzoinos, any wrong type of ritzoinos that he would have towards this poor person, because we said poverty comes from shinuyim. Poverty comes when there was all one, when there was only Hashem, there was no poverty. The minute there was two, there's good and bad, rich and poor, light and dark. So the poverty comes from shinui ritzoinos. The way that I correct that is by good rotzoin, by having the proper rotzoin. V'zehu tikun kol ha-Torah. This is the real essence of what the whole Torah, what the whole Yiddishkeit is about. She'ikro lasois ritzoino yisborach. The whole essence of the Torah is to do Hashem's will, to make my will, which has free choice, which could go either way. I could want what Hashem wants, or I could want the opposite of what Hashem wants. And when I train my will to conform with Hashem's will, that's what the whole Judaism is all about. Kamay Shamru, as the Gemara says, Nachas ruach lefonai she'omarti v'naseh ritzoini. Hashem says, why do I need you to do a mitzvah? Why do I need you to keep Shabbos? Why do I need, you know why? Because it's a pleasure to me that I said do this, and you're doing it. That's it. That's all it is. the fact that your I said do this and you're doing this, that's my pleasure. Which means, again, the fact that you were able to make your Ratzon conform with Hashem's Ratzon, that's what it's all about. Ki be'emes ein ha'odom oise klal. Because in reality, the truth is, a person doesn't do anything. Ki habola tar mesainoi. Because the Gemara says, a person who decides to become pure, a person who decides to be religious, they help him. Hashem helps him. So he ain't really doing anything. It's Hashem doing it. It's like a kid who, you know, your parents buy him a car, you know, a toy car, you know, and the parents put him, they sit him down on the seat and they move, the, you know, they give him a ride on the car. And they said, look, you're driving the car. Look, you're turning. And the kid said, what are you doing? I ain't driving nothing. You're driving. Get out of here. Let me, I want to drive the car. You know, lahavdil with Hashem, it's the same thing. We're not doing anything. We're sitting down on this toy. Hashem is moving the handlebars, and Hashem is pulling or pushing. The Gemara says, a person who decides to become religious, Messiah, Hashem helps him. So Hashem does. Rako ikar hu harotzain. So then what am I doing? What's my contribution? My contribution is want, desire. If I want to go in Hashem's direction, or chas v'shalom, I want to go in the opposite direction. K'mo shekosu b'mokam acher, b'inyan goydel haflogas malas harotzin dekdusha. As we discussed in other places, the incredible significance of rotzin dekdusha. V'ikar, the most important thing is, levatel ritzoinoi legamri, keneged ritzoin Hashem yisborah. For a person to negate his own personal rotzin completely to the rotzin of Hashem. You ask me, what do I want for lunch? What do I want for in Sal? Where do I don't want, I want what Hashem wants. That's all I want. What do you personally? There is no personally. That's what I'm working on. I'm trying to eliminate, to erase the personally. That there shouldn't be any personal. It's only what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to have lunch, I'll have lunch. Hashem doesn't want me to have lunch, so Hashem wanted me not to have lunch. What's the problem? I want what Hashem wants for me. That's it. A person is zoiche to that by giving tzedakah. Tzedakah is one of the most outstanding examples because human nature is, what are you, crazy? Why in the world would I in my right mind give you money? It's my money. I worked for that. Why would I give it to you? It's in my bank. It's in my pocket. What in the world do you have to do with my money? And when a person changes that, when a person believes in Hashem and believes in the Torah, it's not mine. What do you mean it's not mine? So my on the bank account, it says my name. Nonsense. That's because we're in an Olam HaSheker. The whole bank is owned by, it's not owned by this guy, it's owned by Hashem. Hashem owns the bank. And Hashem owns me and everything. And a person bends his rotzen completely to take money, which is one of the things that people are most deeply attached to in this world. And give it to a total stranger, give it to a person, you know, who I don't know. You know, that's an example of rotzin, negating your rotzin to Hashem's rotzin. Same thing as fasting. One of the most critical necessities of life is food. And when a person says food, no, I'm not going to have food. Why? Because Hashem said so. Because today's a fast day. And on a fast day, I'll tell my body, have a nice day. You ain't getting anything today. I show that Hashem is in control. I can bend this desire that some people focus so much of their time and energy and brain power on. I can just turn it on or turn it off based on what Hashem says. Shabbos, Hashem says eat, gladly. During the week, offer me that same piece of cake. It looks just as attractive. The answer is no, thank you. Why? Because it ain't Shabbos. Because it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not this. It's not, you know, whatever it is. It's everything is Ratzon Hashem. Ki ikar mashiyesh b'chira l'adam sheyeloi eze shinoi Ratzon chas shal neged Ratzon Hashem izborach. Because the main reason why Hashem created this thing, b'chira, free choice, is that a person should have the ability to think differently in opposition to Hashem. Sheze Plia Gedoila. This is the most incredible wonder. Eich Shayach. How is that conceivable? that someone should create something that can go against his will. Achzehu ikar neflois neros habchira. This is the marvel and the wonder of bechira. Sheze hapele hagodoil mikol yitziras masa bereshis sheborav yotzar voso belyonim v'tachtonim. This is the greatest wonder of all the wonders of creation. The angels, this, that, all nonsense compared to this thing called bechira. Kama shekosu b'makam achra, as we discussed in other places. V'chol koyach ha-bechira nimshach ma'yishinum kanal. And the whole power of bechira comes from the diversity. Shaydei ze nimshach ad sheyesh lo'odom shinui rotzoin negdo yisporach. That's what evolved to such a point where it's possible for a person to want the opposite of what Hashem wants. Shemishom nimshach ho'anius. And that's where poverty comes from the diversity. And therefore, when a Jew gives charity and he wipes out poverty, as the Gemara says, as the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Aser bishvil shetis asher, give miser so that you will get rich. So we see again, tzedaka is to wipe out poverty. Uchsiven, as the pasuk says, ubechonuni no bazois. Hashem says, please test me with this item. Please test me with tzedakah. Im lo yeftech lecha aruba shamayim. If I won't open all the windows of heaven and I'll shower you with all kinds of wealth. Ki hatzedakah bechinas rotzoin toiv. Because charity is a display of goodwill. That's what tzedakah is, rotzayin toiv. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, nedivu slave. It's the generosity and goodness of a person's heart. When a person's giving tzedakah the right way, nobody has to pressure him for it. He wants it. He loves it. He enjoys doing it. That kind of thing. V'al kein huzharnu b'tzedakah. And this is why the Torah adds a line when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'lo yeira levavcha b'sitcha loy. Make sure that you have no negative feelings in your heart when you give it to him. Make sure that you feel good about it. That's what tzedakah is all about, that feeling good. That good feeling, that rotzayin toiv. Ki tzorich litein berotzayin toiv ubesimcha. A person has to give with goodwill and with joy. V'alkein ayidei zeh mevatel hashinuyim. And when a person does that, when a person takes this thing, which is one of the most clear examples of where people have the opposite rotzen of Hashem. People don't want to give charity. People want to amass wealth, personal wealth. And they want to do with the money what I want to do with my money, what I want to do with it, not what Hashem wants. I got my own plans. I got my own itinerary. And when a person changes all of that to conform with Hashem, by doing that, he's mevatel kashinuim. He wipes out all of those diversities. Sheze ikar kiyum kol ha-Torah. This is the real, true fulfillment of the Torah.